everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's the gold standard for OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. It's Duster, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Since its release in 2006, Duster is the most frequently planted OSU variety. A 5-gene package leaves other varieties in the dust when it comes to leaf rust protection, and Duster is resistant to Hessian fly and powdery mildew. Duster is also resilient under BYD pressure and offers good baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Put Duster to work for you. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
Active gains in cattle trade today offsetting some sharp hog market losses, with sluggish market activity allowing for increased overall movement in prices, even though the long-term direction may not change once active trade volume returns next week. Corn futures were mixed today in live trade. September corn futures about 0.75 cents higher. Stock markets were lower in live trade today. The Dow Jones 125 points lower, NASDAQ down 54 points. In live cattle, limited trade activity was seen here on Friday, but this is not limited aggressive price grains in all cattle trade. August and October futures holding gains at or near $2 per hundredweight, allowing for increased support throughout the entire complex. This move higher may continue to spark technical support next week, allowing for increased commercial interest moving into the complex. Cash cattle activity appears to be done for the week, with bids unavailable here on Friday. Cash cattle activity, though, appears to be done for the week. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were lower today, 21 cents lower in select and down $1.09 per hundredweight in choice, with active movement of 78 total loads. In feeder cattle, prices surged higher, with August futures holding a $2.25 per hundredweight rally, as strong price gains held in live cattle trade and limited movement in corn prices, which offset early week pressure. Meanwhile, grains trended downward today, with corn trade mixed with short to medium-term weather looking to work warmer and drier, while the trade worked to build on the rebound from Wednesday with plenty of production concerns still around. Soybean trade called 9 to 11 cents lower today, with trade still working to build back support from the recent break with little fresh news. Meal was $2 to $3 lower, oil 15 to 25 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 8 cents lower, with harvest pressure battling with oversold conditions along with some mixed world concerns. However, the warmer weather should get combines moving more in the short term, with above 90 degrees expected for the plains, along with the heat in continental Europe.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.